And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here in next to Fisherman's Landing in Point Loma. And boy, do we have a great show for you today. Eddie Dalmau from Van Warmer Resorts is going to join us. Palmas de Cortez, Playas del Sol, and oh man, do we have a great prize to give one lucky caller away. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper One. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper One is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper One has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat, and now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper, once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, broadcasting from the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, man. And I said it last week, and boy, I really mean it today. Thank you. I am so glad we're doing Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
Yes, indeed. And I want to thank all of our listeners for the outpouring of great kudos for us being on the air last weekend. It's a pleasure for us to be here.
Totally.
We're gonna stay here as long as we can.
Yep.
And to try and talk about fishing and
exactly.
Just concentrate on fishing, because there is going to be plenty of fishing.
That's right.
To be going on. We're just getting started in the season here, and hopefully we'll get back to it very, very soon. And boy, do we have an incredible guest this morning, Eddie Dalmau from Van Warmer Resorts. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick. How are you guys doing?
What's up, Eddie?
Hey, it's great to talk to you. And boy, it's a very strange time in our lives right now. But you guys are just kind of kicking off, getting things prepared for a big season down in the East Cape, right?
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking yesterday, what a crazy month we've had. We started the month doing one of our biggest shows of the year, the Long Beach Fred Hall Show. We barely knew anything about coronavirus. All we knew is that we were supposed to be fist bumping and elbow tapping instead of handshaking. And, you know, there was tons of people at the show. And I know Rick was telling me that he was breaking records of sales, and we were hooking them up but like crazy, getting ready for a big season. And you guys were broadcasting live from the Hyatt in front of a live audience. And, you know, cut to 3 weeks later, what seemed like maybe 6 months later. And, you know, we're all under quarantine now, and I'm doing the show from my home instead of in studio. And it's just a crazy time. You know, it would have been my 20th straight year coming down to do the show with you guys in studio. And it just seems like it's crazy. It's 20 years flew by quickly, but it seems like these last 3 weeks have taken forever.
Yes, indeed. That's a good way to put it, Eddie. And I'll tell you what, we're so grateful for that you're able to join us today and talk about fishing and the beautiful East Cape. And
For sure. And thank you guys for being on the air. You know, I know it's been tough for you guys, but you guys figured out a way to stay on the air and give the audience, your audience, a sense of normalcy during these crazy times. And so thank you guys for figuring out a way to get on the air, and we'll talk about fishing as much as we can.
Exactly.
Absolutely, Eddie. So before now, I'm assuming that the Van Wormer resorts are closed right now, right?
Actually, we're open. It has been crazy for us during this time, just because, you know, basically the last half of March and our April are pretty much shot because of, you know, the restrictions on traveling out of the country and everyone just pretty much, you know, quarantining and not traveling. So it has been a little tough for us. Our occupancy is way down. I think we've been hovering the last few weeks around 10% occupancy. But we do have Easter week coming up soon, and we do have some occupancy during that time, just from more nationals, people from Mexico and that live in the immediate area, from Cabo and La Paz. That a lot of the locals would come down and spend that week with us, and so we are still open for that time. But we are running a very, very limited staff due to the limited occupancy. I think I read yesterday that a lot of the hotels in Cabo have shut down. There's like 23 hotels in Cabo that have shut down due to about a 7% occupancy rate that they're having down there. So it is having a big impact on tourism in general, anywhere you travel in the world, but it's definitely having an impact on us. But, you know, we're still gearing up, and the hotel looks great. We're still doing remodeling, and we've been adding to the hotel. We've got some great additions to both hotels, and, you know, we're getting ready. So when this thing clears up and people are ready to go back out and fish, we'll be ready for you.
Yeah, and that is fantastic. You know, I was thinking about being stuck in there's 20,000 Americans stuck in foreign countries right now, and they can't get out. And Richard Castaneda and Cast Tours and his whole group from Colombia were almost one of those statistics. They came within one flight of
minutes away
of being that statistic. But I was thinking about man, I would not want to be stuck there. But I would not have an issue with being stuck in Los Barriles. I got to tell you, at Palmas de Cortez, I think that would be a pretty cool place to be stuck right now.
Be the first person to do a live broadcast from the swim up bar at Palmas de Cortez. I'd be like, another margarita, let's make it happen.
that sounds like a good time. Yeah, for sure. You know, and it is a tough time for the entire state of Baja California Sur. You know, they depend tremendously on tourism, and you know, it's just been pretty non-existent for the last few weeks, and we know that April is going to be pretty much the same, and so our occupancy rate has been way down. And you know, we were talking about it before we went on the air. Our you know, it's been a lot of people just calling to reschedule and cancel their trips. And you know, we've been really pushing the state tourism hashtag, and you know, that's going to be one of the hardest hit industries, you know, and so we're hoping that people will consider rescheduling if they have a trip coming up in April or May. Instead of canceling, try to reschedule if at all possible. Roll your deposits over to even next year. What we're doing for Van Wormer Resorts is that we're trying to have people roll their trips over for a trip later in the year, or if they figure if they can't do a trip later in the year just for scheduling reasons or for whatever reasons, then we can push it on to 2021. We will guarantee you the same rates for 2020, and we'll go ahead and we can roll it over instead of having to refund you the money, because they are going to be in really, really desperate needs for money. A lot of these employees and people that work in town work paycheck to paycheck, and that paycheck is just not coming in. A lot of employees are being laid off temporarily during the slow time now, and they're going to need the tourism to come back strong when this is all over. So, you know, just a message to everybody out there: if you're planning on traveling anywhere in the world, including East Cape or anywhere, try to reschedule and roll your deposit over, because it's going to be tough sledding from here on out for this year at least. And so we're hoping that we can get that cooperation from everybody. I know some people it's not possible, and they're going to definitely need the money, and they're going to be unemployed down here, and it's going to be tough for them to travel. And we understand. We will definitely get those deposits back to people. It just may take a little bit longer than usual.
Well, that's a good message. And, yeah, just try and reschedule instead of cancel. And certainly. So let me ask you this. Of the people that are down there, are people still fishing?
Yeah, you know, as a matter of fact, I just had a guy from Montana. He came back last Friday. That was kind of like the last report that I got. He had fished down there, and I met him at one of the sportsman shows in February in Portland, and he was there with an outfitter, and he decided to go down and try some fishing because that's the only time that he can really go. And I told him, I go, you know, it's usually not the greatest in March, but you can definitely find some great fishing. Well, he emailed me on Monday and said, hey, Eddie, I just got back. I just wanted to let you know we had a fantastic trip. And then he sent me all these pictures. And if you go on our website, it's actually the last fishing report that I posted was from his email. And he had phenomenal fishing. I mean, he was out there catching, I think he caught Dorado. He caught yellowtail. He caught striped marlin. He caught cabrilla. And he was just saying that it was just phenomenal. There's just not a whole lot of pressure on the water right now. There's a lot of bait in right now. So that always is a good sign for things to come. When you see a lot of bait, that was our issue a few years ago, that we just didn't have a lot of bait coming in, and there was no sardinas and the fishing was kind of slow. But now the last couple of years, the bait's come in strong, and we've had some really great early fishing. So yeah, you know, March has been good. We've had a few boats go out every day. Until recently, you know, and now things have kind of come to a screeching halt the last week. But up until this last week, we have had, you know, a few boats going out, and they've been enjoying some great fishing.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's good news.
So my ears.
So I don't know that you know the answer to this, Eddie, but can you still get down there, or is it essential travel only? I know the CBX border crossing at Tijuana. I know there's Alaska Airlines are sending some flights down to Cabo. Can you actually still fly down there if you want to kind of escape?
You know, it's crazy, because I'm having a hard time understanding this whole thing that the administration, you know, closed the border, and they said it was only going to be able to cross for essential travel. But yet I keep hearing about people getting on airplanes and traveling to Cabo. And as a matter of fact, a mutual friend of ours, Roy Clark, he flew down yesterday. And he was on his way to fish from out of La Paz with somebody in La Paz, and he called me and said, "Hey, I'm heading down." And I'm like, "How are you getting down there? I didn't know there were still flights." Yeah. Like, yeah, I called Alaska, and they said that they were flying, and I just don't know. Maybe the message hadn't gotten to the airlines, but apparently, what they're doing is they're flying down, and from the few people that I have talked to that have made it down there, they're flying down on planes that are either the only one on the plane or one of five people on the plane, and they're flying down, but I guess they're flying back fully loaded, because I guess a lot of people are getting out of Cabo, people that have been down there, and they're flying back to the States. So I'm not sure if maybe they're just going to continue to fly until they can get everybody back home, or if they're just going to fly on a you know, restricted basis as far as limited flights going down. But I know as of yesterday, last night, I actually went on to the websites for the various airlines and even on Expedia, and I was able to book a flight for next week and into April. I tried different dates, and it didn't say I couldn't book them. As a matter of fact, there were some really great deals to fly down You know, I was finding flights for right around $260 out of Los Angeles and San Diego. And I know out of Tijuana, you can get flights for like round trip for right around $100, if not cheaper, you know, to fly
down
there.
Round trip. Wow.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's a good idea right now. I know that there's been a lot of posts as far as people, you know, down there saying that, you know, it's not a good time for Americans to come down. You know, I know that we're one of the or the biggest infected country as far as corona goes. And Mexico is actually one of the least infected in the world right now. So I know that a lot of expats have been posting on various websites talking about, you know, that, you know, tourists
stay
should hold
away.
Back on travel. We definitely want to have you guys come back when everybody – when everything is better. But right now they're trying to keep it out of, you know, the small towns there because, you know, they just don't have the healthcare systems that we have here. And if what happens – what's happening here happens there – you know, it could be catastrophic for their healthcare system. So they're kind of saying, you know, wait until this is over before you come down and travel. And, you know, I can understand that, you know, as much
so
as we would love the business because we're so slow right now, I kind of see their point, too, in trying to keep things safe. I believe I heard that they have between 6 and 8 cases of corona confirmed in Baja California Sur, and I think they were in Cabo. And I think the majority of those cases were from a wedding party that came from the United States that they got sick while they were there in Cabo. And the other ones, they were 100% all tourists, but I believe a majority of them were from one wedding party that was there. And so the majority of all the cases that are there are all from tourists. So they're just trying to stop that from happening. So right now I don't think it would be a good time to travel down there. I would give it at least, you know, a few more weeks like we're supposed to be quarantine here before you try to make any plans to head down there. But you know, as soon as this is calmed down and the border opens up again, we're definitely be ready to have tourists come back.
So awesome. With that in mind, I know you have tournaments, a lot of tournaments at Palma de Cortez, including our Let's Talk Hookup October tournament, which is still on, and should be in good shape by then. You have tournaments that start in May. Are they still on?
Yeah, you know, right now we're kind of in a wait and see pattern, I think, kind of like everybody else is. And, you know, our heaviest season gets started in May. And that's always been our kind of our launching point for our first big groups. Great fishing in April, and we do have a lot of people in April. We had, you know, a few weddings that canceled. We had these big birthday parties with fishing trips that we had scheduled for a couple of groups in April and things like that. But it wasn't really our big season. Our big season kicks off in May when we start getting our big fishing groups and our big fishing tournaments. And then, you know, all of those are still on as of right now, but I have talked to a lot of the group leaders and they've told me that they're kind of in a wait and see pattern. They have lost some people in each group due to whatever reason, you know, whether they're older guests that feel that it might be too dangerous for them to travel in May, or people with underlying conditions that may not want to travel regardless because of what's going on. So we have lost some people, and we have had some people call in just individually and cancel trips. But for the most part, May is still intact, and we're hoping that we can save May. But, you know, as time goes on, we'll know more about that. So everyone's kind of in a wait-and-see pattern. We've even had people from that are traveling in August that have tried to cancel, and I've said to them, you know, just if I was you, I would just wait because things change from day to day, week to week. We're getting new news about stuff, and I would just wait and see. You know, there's not going to be any penalties for canceling. You know, we'll refund you or we'll roll the deposit over if we can to book you for a later date. But hold on and just wait and let's see what happens before you pull the ripcord on your trip and cancel. So, you know, that would be my suggestion. A lot of people have called me or sent me an email and saying, hey, what's your thoughts or what's your policy on cancellations and stuff. So, and what I would just tell people is just wait and see. I think we'll have a much clearer picture once we get to about the middle of April of where this thing is going and when we hit the apex and when we're going to start coming on the downhill side of this. And then people can kind of make a decision whether they still want to travel or not. And hopefully, you know, we'll still be free of the virus down there and there won't be much of it. And we can start getting back to normalcy.
Indeed. Yeah. Well, good advice and really good stuff that the Van Warmers and you are doing there for your guests, too. But as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Eddie Dalmau, we're going to get some special features, special reports this morning, too. So stay tuned. It's going to be a lively show today.
Yeah, going to be a great show, and what a perfect guest to have on. I mean, we're certainly keeping tradition going, and we're excited. Man, we want to hear from you. So much to cover this morning. If you got questions about Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, you want to tell a story of one of your favorite trips down there, you got anything related, we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, we want to hear from you this morning. And not only are you going to get an opportunity to talk to Eddie, but, oh, man, are we giving away a special prize today. And we just really want to thank everybody at Van Wormer Resorts. At the end of the show, one lucky caller is going to win a three-night stay at Palmas de Cortez or Playa del Sol.
How about that,
I can't even believe that. So cool, and we're so excited to get to offer that to our listeners, and we just sure appreciate all the fun that we've all had over the years. And I know so many of us, myself and Pete included, have so many fond memories of being at Palmas and being at Playa and all the fun with the Van Wormers down there. And, again, just an unbelievable prize, a three-night stay at Palmas or Playa del Sol. If you want to get – give us a call this morning, 833-288-0973. One more time, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Hi there. I'm Hayden from Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, Southern California's go-to spot for Hobie fishing kayaks right on the water in Mission Bay. Let me tell you, we have big things going on in the shop this time of year. This November marks the 40th year anniversary of Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking. And as a family-owned and operated business, my family and I would like to thank all of our friends and customers for the support over the decades. We also have the brand new 2020 model year Hobie fishing kayaks, introducing new features like the automatically retracting kick-up fins, as well as the revolutionary new Mirage Drive 360, which allows you to rotate and steer your Mirage Drive 360 degrees, giving you 100% control over your fishing kayak. Hobie's also released a new line of more economic options, like the new Mirage Passport 10.5 and 12.0, coming in at only $13.99 and $15.99 respectively, while still including the Hobie Mirage Drive with comfortable raised seats and tons of fishing features. Get down to our shop, Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, right on the water in Mission Bay, and see it all for yourself. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice Sales Event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with the choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower 4-strokes. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
When you want dependable service for your outboard, your first choice should be H&H Marine in Pacific Beach. Owner and mechanic Jeff Hughes found there was a real need for great outboard repair, and that's why he started H&H Marine. Jeff and his crew will service your motors at their convenient Garnett Avenue shop, in your boat slip, or at your home. As a factory-authorized Yamaha service center, when Jeff takes the job, it's done right. He's worked on Pete and Rick's boats for years and comes highly recommended. H&H Marine is also your source for new Yamaha and Mercury outboards, as well as original parts. Need a new bait tank? H&H Marine has you covered with top-of-the-line blue water bait tank sales and expert installation. In the market for a new boat? H&H Marine is a striper boat dealer with great prices on their full line of affordable fishing boats. So for outboard service when and where you want it, outboard sales, striper fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine, 2680 Garnett Avenue in Pacific Beach. On the web at hhmarineservice.com.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Let's Talk Hookup app and network. Not only are we talking all kinds of great fishing, talking fun, Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, also giving away an unbelievable trip. Again, a three-night stay at Palmas de Cortez or Playa del Sol. If you want to get your shot at that great trip, it's 833-288-0973.
All the lines are full. Again, the boss, Adam Klug, is in the studio. He's the program director at the Fan, and he's in the studio for us. We're here at the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, which is actually my office here, all 180 square feet of it next to Fisherman's Landing here. And Ricky and I are broadcasting here and having a good time talking fishing and looking over the San Diego sport fishing fleet, and can't wait for them to get back rolling. Eddie Dalmau from Van Warmer Resorts. We miss our team, though, Eddie. I got to tell you.
It's not the same without Dante here.
Dante.
Mark.
Cooking for us and serving us coffee.
Yeah.
Well, Mark will join us in a little bit.
I miss the cannolis.
Yeah.
I forgot about the cannolis, man. Oh, yeah. Dante makes the best stuff. But we're thrilled that you're joining us here, Eddie, and we're thrilled that our listeners are out there, too, and they are lined up to talk. Phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
You got it, man. Everybody's excited to talk to Eddie. And why don't we start it off this morning with John? And John's calling us from Colorado Springs this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. It's a little chilly
morning,
here,
John.
But my question to Eddie is the amberjack fishing. Every time I've gone, I've never caught an amberjack. And I'm just wondering, do you still have amberjack there?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those species that you see every once in a while. They're out there for sure. We get them every year, but it's kind of like a black marlin. You know, they're there. There's just not a whole lot of them. I think what tends to happen a lot of times in the East Cape is when one species goes off, everybody goes after that species, and then you see everything else go down. It's not that they're not there. It's just that when, like, for example, the tuna are in, and the tuna are in big, the captains know they can get people on tuna, so they keep going after the tuna bite. And then you see the fishing reports, and you'll see the numbers of, like, for example, marlin, they'll be way down. And it's not that they're not there. There's tons of marlin there all the time. It's just that the tuna bite's going off, and everyone wants tuna to take back home, or the same thing with the Dorado bite. When the Dorado bite's going off, all the other numbers go down. And I just think a lot of people don't really kind of go after amberjack specifically. I think it's one of those species that you'll be fishing for something and you'll catch an amberjack is what I've seen down there. But they're definitely around. We get them every year, a few of them every year. They're just not, like, I don't think it's a big target species that people actually go after. But definitely, if you want to come down and fish amberjack, let your captain know that you'd like to fish amberjack, and they'll take you to the spots where they know they can get some amberjack for you.
I think the thing is, too, with those, they're so spot-specific. You know, tuna and Dorado and those things offshore, you know, if you're trolling for marlin, you might pick off a tuna, and you might pick off a Dorado, and vice versa. But, you know, you're on a spot-specific. You know, those things hover around a pinnacle, or they stay on some type of particular piece of offshore structure. So I think you nailed it. Like, you just need to specifically be fishing for them, and the opportunity for other pelagics is so great down there that a lot of people just tend to take advantage of the great tuna fishing or the great Dorado fishing and spend less time doing the bottom fishing thing. But you're right, they're super strong, fun fish to catch.
Yeah,
they're one of those super strong. They're kind of like a tuna, you know, as far as, you know, they're like a freight train when you do hook them up, and they're really fun to catch. But, you know, like I was saying, Rick, before, that there's a lot of people that'll say, oh, man, what, you know, on the fishing report, there's barely any marlin being caught. And it's not that they're not there, because then, you know, as soon as the tuna dies down or that bite dies down, everyone will go after the marlin, and the marlin, all of a sudden, the numbers go way up. So sometimes, you know, I always tell people fishing reports can be a little misleading in that sense, where people will look at a fishing report and say, wow, there's barely any marlin being caught down there. It's not that they're not there. It's just that the whole fleet is concentrating on something else at the time, or there'll be a specific tournament. Like we have, like, for example, the Dorado shootout in July and the tuna shootout in October. And during that time of year, a lot of the fleet will concentrate on those species, and you'll see other species numbers on the fishing report go down. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they're not around. It's just the numbers aren't there because the fleet's not really going after them.
Sure. You know, hey, thanks, Father, for the call from Colorado Springs. Appreciate that, John, by listening, of course, on the Let's Talk Hookup app. I remember that Bob Van Wormer Sr. Called the area where Palmas de Cortez is, which is Palmas Bay, the great fish trap, right, Eddie?
Yeah, for sure. You know, they come around that corner, and when the flyfish are migrating, and you know, East Cape, you know, Cabo and East Cape have the first shots at them. You know, so you've got that kind of like, it's almost like a funnel. They'll come in, they'll start chasing their bait fish and their prey up into the Sea of Cortez, and migrate their way up. And you know, and then we have species that are around you know, year round. You know, the striped marlin and dorado and a few other species that are always around. You can always catch them when the winds die down in the wintertime. When you know, a lot of the locals that live down there, they'll be windsurfing in the wintertime, and then when the winds die down completely, they'll jump on their fishing boats and go out fishing. And I'll see their reports on Facebook and online, and it's just tremendous numbers. And you'll see marlin, and you'll see Sierra mackerel, you'll see dorado, you'll see white bonita. Those guys are around in the wintertime, and so there's always great fishing. It really is a year-round fishery. The only reason that we don't really push the wintertime is that you can go down there for a week, and the wind can blow every single day. And as a tourist, you may not get out on the water, so it's kind of tough. But a lot of people roll the dice, and if you're a windsurfer and a fisherman, it's paradise.
You're a happy camper, yeah. And you know what's funny is I know you live down there part-time. Los Barriles, the town of Los Barriles, has now become a winter destination. It's actually busier in town in the winter than it is in the spring, summer, and fall, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the population in the wintertime is double what it is in the summertime.
That's a little good way to hear that.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, it, for those of you who come down and fish in the summertime, you know, it's a sleepy little town.
Totally.
And only about 75% of the restaurants and shops are even open during the summertime. You go in the wintertime, and there are more restaurants open. The town is hustling and bustling. A lot of expats from Canada and from the U.S. that come down, the snowbirds that spend, you know, part-time down there. It's actually the opposite of what I spend down there. I'm kind of like an anomaly down there because I'm a part-time resident, but I'm opposite of what the regular part-time residents are, because I'm there during the fishing season, you know, taking care of the clients and the groups and all the tournaments that we do down on site. And then in the wintertime, I'm up here in the States, you know, doing the marketing and promoting, doing the fishing shows that are going on. But the town is just booming during that time. You know, you would never think that there'd be traffic in Los Barriles, but, you know, there's traffic in town. It's hard to find parking
spaces.
That's
crazy.
And, yeah, true.
And, you know, and it's become, you know, kind of the hidden gem has kind of been, it's been exposed. And now a lot of people are discovering Los Barriles, and we're seeing a lot of, Americans and Canadians building homes down there and becoming full-time residents. And it, you know, I think it used to be a more considered a retirement town, more than anything. We, you know, I think the average age of the expats was somewhere around 60, 65. And now we're seeing a lot more younger people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s that are moving down there, even full-time. And they're able to work remotely, you know, from down there. I have friends that live down there that are working in marketing from England, for example, or in the record industry here in the States. But they're able to work remotely, so they choose to live in Los Barriles, but they work on their computers and work remotely from there. But their jobs are elsewhere, either in the United States,
awesome.
Canada, or the UK.
It's just a beautiful town. Well, hey, it's time to talk to the cast man who just got so lucky last week. We talked about it.
He didn't get lucky. He went on a cast tourist trip, man. They don't leave you hanging.
He's getting them home.
Yeah, exactly. He knew exactly what was going on. Well, hey, it is time for that Baja Catchport with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Man, lots of people right now are counting on Fisherman's Processing, our good friends at Fisherman's Processing. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, this right now is supposed to be Fred Hall Show. And this is when everybody plans on stocking up with the Fred Hall Show specials from Fisherman's Processing. And they know that, and so they're going to give them exactly what they want. Fish Pros, Fish Pros, Fish Pros the Market, Fish Pros Gourmet, all of their deals that would normally be available at Fred Hall Show, they are available right now. Show special, the most popular one, that $50 special that they have, where you get a pound of smoked yellowfin tuna, 3 packs of tuna jerky, and 3 blocks of their Applewood smoked cheese. That's available. The lunch bag special, that was always a super popular one, where you get a half pound of smoked yellowfin, you get 1 pack of tuna jerky, you get 1 block of cheese, and you get that killer insulated lunch bag, only $25. That's
really
available right now. They're doing their specials on rubs, where you can get any 3 of their rubs, sweet Cajun, my favorite, any 3 for $20, or you can pick 10 of them for $60.
Wow.
The Wiggletail dog treats that are, they're on sale, 3 bags for only $25. So just a really cool thing that Fisherman's Processing did for everybody. It's a great opportunity to stock up on all the goods from Fish Pros, and we really just really appreciate
and they're
those guys.
Open, they're open today and tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah.
So yeah, they're going to be open. Open from, I'll get the number here, 12 to 4 today and tomorrow. From 12 to 4 today
and
tomorrow.
And that's at the Liberty Station location.
At the Liberty Station location, or you can, of course, order it online at fishermansprocessing.com.
Yeah, and I just really want to thank Sean and Kristen and the whole team
oh, yeah.
there for doing that for everybody, and I just think that's really cool that they're going to honor.
And they'll be in our remote studio here in the office next
day. All right.
Sharing.
Let's have fish in the freezer. Well, hey, let's find out what's going on the water.
Hey, Ricky, can you hear me?
Cass, hello. Loud and clear, buddy. We got you.
Okay, listen.
Good morning, Cass.
Have you guys heard about this? Have you heard about this virus going around? Anyway, hey, listen. There's no report this week. Guess what? Nope. Can't get any reports from anybody down there. Anyway, listen. I'm having a bad connection. I brought my wife Mary up here, you know, because she's got that breast cancer and she's going through treatment right now. So I had to get her out of California. Got her up. Just got into Oregon yesterday. So. We're going to be chilling here for at least 30 days, but otherwise everything is good. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you, Cass. So I have a question. You know, a lot of our listeners, of course, are signed up, including myself, for the Loretto Rumble. What's the status of the Loretto Rumble?
Well, like I've had a lot of inquiries from people on the trip, and I just like I told them, we're on a wait-and-see basis right now. It's a lot of things can change. You know, we're still a good month away, and we'll just have to play it by ear. And like I said, as far as I'm concerned, it's
yeah.
a go. I got to get down Loretto and get some yellowtail. As long as
yeah, me too.
We
yeah,
got,
I'm in.
As long as we got flights and it's okay to go, we're going. And
okay.
yeah, just hang tight.
All right.
But you know, as far as the other things that are going on, you know, down in, as far as the travel industry, everything's really shut down. I mean, a lot of companies are really going to be stressed to the breaking point. You know, if this thing continues. So, luckily, you know, we're a family-run operation, and we're going to be around. We've been around now for close to 30 years. So it's just a matter of time that this thing gets over. But I would like to make just to talk of some future things I'm working on right now for some of our trips. There's a place in Colombia on the Pacific coast called Bahia Solano. Everybody's heard of Tropic Star and the great fishery they have there in the very south part of Panama, right at the Colombia border. Well, Bahia Solano is just on the other side of the Panama border. So it fishes basically the same type waters, same waters. And the same type fishery, and at about a quarter of the cost. And as soon as this thing gets over, I'm going to do an exploratory trip down there and check it out. And hopefully, we'll be able to add that to our list of destinations because I hear it's fabulous, fabulous fishing, and fairly easy to get to too. So should be good once everything gets back to normal. But anyway. Hopefully, we'll start getting some fish reports, and when I do, I'll be doing my normal Saturday morning broadcast.
Well, we're looking forward to that, Cass, and boy, if there's not a if there wasn't a perfect example of why people should book their fishing trips through Cass Tours, your expedition to Colombia was a perfect example. I mean, you guys took care of everything, and, you know, things happen as they do no matter what, and you guys did such a great job getting everybody home in what would have been a very difficult situation, and I'm sure had, you know, had somebody just been on their trip and not had a Ronda in their back pocket, things would have been a whole lot different. So great job, and boy, there wasn't something that shows why you book with a professional agency like yourself. That's why.
Yeah, thanks for the kudos on that, Rick. And also, I've got reports that Pete's walking around San Diego with a hazmat suit on. Is that true?
Not true at all, Cass. No, I'm hanging out. I'm practicing social distancing. I'm still open for business here at Let's Talk Hookup, and all good. Just eating at home. Lolly's taking really good care of me, cooking some great meals at home, and you know, hoping to go fishing this
exactly.
week. So there you go.
All right, boys. Well, listen, you guys stay safe, and we'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
All right, Cass. In the meantime, if somebody wants to book a trip to Cass Tours, how do we get a hold of you?
All right. Appreciate that All very right. much. Good to hear from the Cass man.
Yeah, indeed. Good to hear from the Cass man.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Stagers Island, you've heard of it. Your buddies have gone, but you don't know if it's for you. Yeah, it sounds cool. Fishing from pongas and hanging out with a bunch of people at a lodge. But you like your own space. You enjoy some soul time. You want to be part of the community and enjoy the people while you're on your trip. And you want an owner-guided experience so you can explore the whole fishery and all it has to offer. This is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. I'll greet you when you arrive at Cedros, host you the entire time of your stay, and join you daily for epic fishing experiences the way I fish Cedros, the surrounding islands, and the Baja coast. Myself and my crew will immerse you in the Cedros Island culture and community so you can experience life on Cedros the way we live it. If you're looking for a more personal style trip with a smaller group and a laid-back atmosphere, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Give me a call at 760-412-2507 or visit our website, cedroskayakfishing.com. Let's get you down to Cedros.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800 857, or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, broadcasting live from the world headquarters.
Yeah.
Talking Palmas de Cortez, talking Playa del Sol.
Oh, this is cool. I'm just, Eddie, you have me totally down in Los Burritos now. Hanging out at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol, sipping on a margarita, man. It doesn't come any better than that.
Yeah, it's a shame that we're not down there right now and enjoying some good fishing and sipping on some Corona beers instead of dealing with coronavirus. Because it's
No doubt about it.
But and you have, I mean, you have done such an amazing job. Every year the Van Wormers have improved the resort, and there's a brand new sushi restaurant this year, right?
What?
Yeah, you know, the Van Wormers are always doing something, and they're always remodeling the rooms, keeping those you know, up to date and fresh, and so they've always done a really nice job of making that for our guests and keeping it new. And this year, what they've decided to do was they've actually expanded the decks out at Palmas de Cortez, out from where like the condos are and the ocean view rooms. So they've made some additional seating area and some half-shaded covered areas for people to relax and enjoy that the beautiful scenery there and the beautiful ocean view. And right there, they've also put a small, I want to say sushi bar, but I almost want to call it like a Japanese restaurant, because not only are they offering sushi cut rolls and hand rolls and nigiri, but they're also offering a lot of the traditional cooked foods as well, like the teppanyaki. They're doing fried rice bowls. They're doing you've got raw food and you've also got cooked food. So if those of you who are a little bit squeamish about eating raw fish, we definitely have cooked food as well. So that was a really nice addition that we're definitely looking forward to showing off this year, and hopefully it'll be sooner than later. But yeah, there's always something going on. And over at Playa del Sol, they've done a great job of just finishing up remodeling all the rooms there. They were a little bit dated, and they're just as nice, if not nicer, than the rooms over at Palmas de Cortez. So it's a really nice little boutique hotel that's about 300 yards next door to Palmas de Cortez that not a whole lot of people are familiar with. Those of us who have just spent all of our time at Palmas know Palmas de Cortez, but we forget about Playa del Sol, and a lot of people who discover Playa del Sol quickly move over there because they enjoy the more laid back atmosphere, the smaller feel of the resort over at Playa del Sol. Only 26 rooms, so it definitely is a typical boutique style hotel where you don't have a whole lot of foot traffic, less people, more of a chilled atmosphere. And the rooms are beautiful now. Ocean view rooms. They have their own dock out front as well, so that, you know, you don't have to walk over to the Palmas dock. You just load right from the Playa dock. And so, yeah, I definitely recommend if you're looking for more of a chill atmosphere. Not that Palmas is all that crazy or anything. It's only 60 rooms. But if you're looking for something that's even half the size of Palmas, Playa del Sol is a great alternative.
I love staying at Playa. I love the coffee bar in the morning. And like you say, if you want the big swim-up pool, it's just steps away, but you get that really laid-back, easy-going kind of Baja feel when you're staying at Playa. I love it over there. And like you said, you nailed it. It's so nice after the remodel. The rooms are fantastic.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and like you said, it's only like a 300-yard walk from one to the other. And you know, the Van Wormers on them both, so you can definitely walk from one to the other. If one day you feel like hanging out at the big swim-up pool bar, you can do that. Or if you just want to, you know, chill at Playa in their pool, and they have a great little palapa bar right in front of the ocean with great bartenders. One of the bartenders there, Leonardo, he makes my favorite ceviche that I've ever had down there. Shannon, my wife, asked him for the recipe, and he was very reluctantly wanted to give it up. But honestly, I don't know what it is about his ceviche, but if you guys like ceviche, I highly recommend going over to Playa del Sol and having the bartender Leonardo make that for you, because It's one of the best I've ever had in town. And like Rick said, they have a coffee bar there. So if you're looking for like a cappuccino or espresso, a little bit more of a fancy coffee, it's a great place to stop in and have a coffee before you head out fishing. Or if you're not fishing that day, enjoy breakfast and relax and enjoy the ocean view and sip on a cafe mocha or something.
That was one of our favorite experiences my last trip to Palmas. We stayed at Palmas, but walked down there and, you know, everybody got a coffee on a non-fishing day and just enjoyed the sunrise, you know, sunrise in the East Cape. And I love it, man. I'm so ready to go back.
Indeed. Hey, do we have Mark Doherty on the line?
Yeah, I'm here, guys.
Hey, good morning, Mark. Mark Doherty with East Case Guide Service. Thanks for joining us this morning, Mark.
Sure, good morning. How's it going?
Yeah, great, great. So we are talking about fishing, talking about Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, Van Wormer Resorts. Tell us, of course, you've been on the show every year. It's our annual. This is a tradition.
This
Saturday, even though we're not at Fred Hall right now, but we will be at the end of May.
Yep.
This is kind of a tradition for us to have this show. And tell us about what you do down at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol, Mark.
So I own and operate a guide service. It's an in-house guide service for Hotel Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. And I cover everything from offshore big game to inshore light tackle. We do surf fishing, a little bit of fly fishing, spear fishing. So what I always say to my clients is I do everything on or in the water except synchronized swimming. So pretty much cover everything.
Indeed. And what are some of the hot tips?
Yeah, for you're targeting specific species or, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think just in general, you know, people that are coming down and experiencing fishing in the East Cape, maybe that are new to it or they've done it before and they're looking forward to doing a trip with you, you know, what are some of the things that might, you know, they might expect or maybe make their trip, you know, being a guy that's done it and seen it before, what are some of the things that will, you know, kind of help things along and excel their trip?
Sure. The first and foremost is booking your trip early. I really think that that's important because, I, you know, as a guide, I want to be able to dial your boat in, get you the, you know, the best room possible. And then also enough time on the water. You know, when guys come down and they're only going to fish 2 days, you know, you really don't give yourself enough of a window to be successful. So I recommend a minimum of 3 days or 4 days fishing and, you know, give yourself enough time on the water.
Yeah, and that's key because fishing changes every day, right? And
exactly.
And the weather changes every day, right? And one day, you know, I always love the people's like, well, you know, you said it was wide open down here last week. And it's like, well, that was last week or that was yesterday, right? It changes every day.
Exactly. And we have, you know, I have clients that, you know, they want to target big tuna. And I say, you know, look, you know, tuna fishing's tuna fishing. You know, they might be 2 miles from the hotel or they might be 60 miles from the hotel. So the first thing I say to them is, if you want to target tuna, don't talk about tuna from this point forward because you will jinx it. And if the tuna bite is really good before your trip, you know, I have clients that are just hawking the fishing reports. And I'm like, look, you want it really slow before you come down and then to take off when you get to the hotel. So,
right.
And it's just fishing. You never know when counts are going to go up.
The cool thing about Mark, too, is you're so, you know, entrenched with the fleet down there and the boats and the captains and crews. And, you know, if somebody comes to you and says, hey, man, that's really my goal. I'd like to catch a big tuna. You can kind of help guide them to the boats that maybe, you know, specialize in techniques that might be better for that at the time, whether it's kite fishing or just, you know, bait capacity or whatever. You know, you can kind of assist in getting somebody set up with the right boat and the right people and the right gear.
And that's one of the specific details of my guide service is, you know, last year, you know, we were fishing the bird a lot. So, you know, we were fishing the yummies a lot for tuna and fishing the kite. So, you know, then, you know, for Wahoo, you know, not a lot of the boats are doing, you know, high-speed trolling. So we like to high-speed troll for tuna with inline for Wahoo for with inline weights. So a lot of those different techniques, you know, when it comes to gear and you know, different options, that's definitely one thing that I really like to do with clients.
Inside know-how. You know, I was talking to my friend Dave Pfeiffer from Shimano, who's now living in the East Coast in South Carolina, and they do high-speed trolling for Wahoo at like 19 knots. Do you go that fast, Mark?
No, not that fast. I mean, we usually top out at about between, you know, 13 to 15, but I can tell you it can be incredibly effective because you're covering more water. You're not going to have the tangles you do have when you're, you know, fishing, you know, a full spread of deep divers. You know, you'll make one turn and then one will cross over and they'll all tangle and things like that. So you have less issues with that. And, you know, with high-speed trolling, when you hook a fish, you can keep the boat moving and keep that fish hooked, whereas with deep divers, it gets a little more difficult. I love fishing high-speed Wahoo.
I just want to know what the clicker must sound like when you're trolling that fast and then you hook a fish that's as speedy as a Wahoo, and, I mean, that's just got to sound like an explosion going off in the cockpit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Tiagra 30s and 50s, they absolutely scream. So it's incredibly exciting, too. So, yeah. And great eating fish. Probably one of the, you know, in my top five when it comes to grilled fish. You know, you can't beat Wahoo steaks.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Eddie, can you take, if you catch some fresh fish, can you take it to the new sushi restaurant? Do they take that?
Absolutely, man. That is something that I'm really looking forward to. I know. And real quick, you know, with Mark's service, Mark does everything from A to Z for you guys. You know, he helps me with the trade shows, and he'll actually book your trip, pick out your boat for you, make sure you're on a good crew. He brings all his gear, which is tens of thousands of dollars worth of gear, so you're fishing the premium, most up-to-date gear possible. He'll take you to the spots. He's been on the water every day, so he knows all the great spots to take you to. And then he'll actually even take your catch for you and take you to his favorite restaurants, which I'm sure now the new sushi restaurant will be one of those places. And he'll have the chef prepare it his favorite ways. And so it really is a full service VIP service. So he doesn't just leave you at the dock. He actually takes you into town. We'll take you shopping. He'll take you to the grocery store to buy a few snacks. He'll take you to dinner, all that stuff. And he'll take care of ordering lunches for you with the boat dispatcher. So it really is a full service guide service that he offers there for Van Wormers. And we're proud to have him as part of our team.
No doubt about it. Well, thank you very much, Mark, for joining us. We wish you were we were all in the studio together and could carry on, but due to the limited number of phone lines we have in here, it's not possible to keep you on for the whole time. But if somebody wants to book your service, East Cape Guide Service, how do we get a hold of you?
You can go to the Van Wormer website. I'm on the Van Wormer website at vanwormerresorts.com. Or you can go directly to my website, which is eastcapeguides.com.
All right.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Mark Doherty, eastcapeguides.com. Thanks for joining us, Mark, and we'll see you real soon.
Definitely. Yeah, thanks. Thanks, guys. And less flu, more fishing.
Yeah.
Good call, Mark.
I like it.
Appreciate that very
thanks,
much.
Mark.
Hey, when we come back,
right,
we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more catch reports, and more great times with the boys from Palmas. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therez 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therez combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577 or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.